Okay, at 7:01 PM, this is a meeting of the Finance Com- I mean, of the Operations and Procedures Committee of the Board of Aldermen, and the meeting will be called to order. So whoever's going to call it can call it to order.
Hey, meeting called to order. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all. The roll call.
Ms. Dugato?
Present.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Sharkey?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect there is a quorum.
Public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak?
I'd like to speak.
Okay. Jack, go ahead.
Jack Walsh, 31 8th Street. And I'm chairman of the WPCA. And I see that you have the infrastructure committee on the agenda. So I'd just like to say a couple of words. You know, the first one is sadly, looking at the legislation that created the infrastructure committee, that was 2014. And if all had gone well, there'd be no need for an infrastructure committee now. But we're still working on the referendum. We've completed most of the projects, but Main Street is still ongoing, even though we've already paid the state of Connecticut for that. And the main plant, I think you know, is subject to a lot of things right now, but one being the regional authority, regional study. But the part I want to talk about is the committee itself. You know, the committee had a lot of good people on it. It was very helpful because they had expertise. And, you know, the more expertise you have when you're looking at some of the complicated issues, that's always been a good thing. But I want to point out in the enabling legislation, there are a couple of things that are a little bit tricky. First of all, the actual role of the infrastructure committee isn't quite as clear as maybe it should have been. It basically says that the WPCA had to consult with the committee. You know, all along, any action that we took in paying bills or anything, we did more than consult. They actually voted on it. And the biggest decision, of course, was where to put the plant on Roosevelt Drive. And they were actively involved with that. And that's a good thing. But I'm looking at the language, and it talks about the records of the authority shall be filed with the town city clerk and open to public inspection during normal business hours. Upon completion of the project, the authority and the infrastructure committee shall make a complete report and accounting to the mayor and the board of all of it. You know, I want to point out that the WPCA never, right? I got to emphasize that again, never kept the financial records of any of the expenses for the referendum. Those were kept separately. In fact, my biggest complaint since I've been on the board is never getting an accurate and consistent reporting on those expenses. And so, you know, as I look at the legislation, it says the WPCA will give that accounting. WPCA cannot give that accounting. Agatha, you may weigh in on this, but the WPCA never kept the records of the actual expenditures. And Agatha would like to see WPCA do that, but my feeling is I have no problem with that, but that's not the way it was handled. And I think we do need an accurate accounting. I don't think the minutes of the infrastructure committee were consistently reported. And I don't think the Board of Aldermen held the committee responsible for that. So, you know, I don't know if you're what you're planning to do with the committee, but again, there were some good people on that who did a lot of good things, and that expertise is helpful. The more people with expertise you have looking at some of these complex issues, the better as far as I'm concerned. But I'm very concerned that from day one, the reporting has not been consistent because the records were not kept by WPCA. And Agatha, do you want to comment on that?
Agatha?
Yes. So right now the status is very simple. I brought off books accounting on books, and according to audit 2020, and will be affecting also audit 2021, all purchase items from bonds are reported under WPCA. It's very simple process of just recording any expenditures authorized by committee to be recorded as payables. And I already have this under control in my office. However, it's truly WPCA line item. So I'm really going into your balance and like not WPCA balance and reconciling piece of information. It's not really big deal because it's already on books and it's we established the line you ask for. But I feel that since it's very, should be consolidated under one roof. So that's why like we still have reconciliation of one piece of WPCA under in our office, which is one checkbook basically.
Right, I need to point out that the checkbook from which all these expenses were paid was never under the control of anyone at WPCA. No one from
it was WPCA not truly reconciled. Yeah,
ever wrote a single check from that. And you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with the expenses. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that, you know, we should have been receiving monthly reports, and so should you. You know, it was a committee of the Board of Aldermen. You should have been demanding those reports as well.
So there was no reports because things were not on books. So how you run reports when they are not existing on a ledger?
I get it. I'm not blaming you. I'm just stating a fact, something that I've been complaining about since I've been on WPCA.
So everything is set up right now, and I think it's just going forward. We have still checkbook in my office. We go to WPCA ledger and we reconcile the checkbook, which is very, to me, it's a little bit, you know, it's WPCA money kind of, because it's against your ledger. But it's fine. It's just, this is transition period.
The problem with a lot of this goes back to the whole idea of how WPCA and the city work, because the city bonded for the money and the WPCA can release it, if you will. But I think that the city still has the obligation to do the bookkeeping and provide the appropriate reports back to both the WPC and the Board of Aldermen.
I'm not sure what reporting you're looking from me, because we never really, I was assumed that WPCA has own clerk person who can, you know, produce reports and most stuff is done in the office. So I don't wanna, you know, and I'm also short staff, so.
It's just a matter of, and I think this is what Jack was alluding to, They would have a certain amount of money that was withdrawn from the bond placed into the account. And then the bookkeeping that showed how much was left, what was spent, which takes place, at least back when I was treasurer, used to take place on a pretty frequent, if not monthly basis. They were always in the dark. I mean, that was one of the things Jack and I talked about pretty extensively when Keith was on his way out to try to assert, you know, how much money did we have in the fund, how much money had been taken out, and whether they had enough to go forward with some of the projects that they were working on. So I think all he's looking for here is just that kind of very simple bookkeeping. Let's establish how much is in the fund, how much gets taken out, how much is remaining on the fund. And that's really all that it is. It's unfortunate that it wasn't done before.
And, it's already done.
Yeah, right. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a problem. I think you're all set to handle it.
Yeah, it's just that the nice thing is keep everybody, you know, I don't want to put our hands on WPCA money in my office if it's really WPCA money. I don't know what's the idea about bonding, but I think bonds, sewer bonds are truly, let me check financials. They also pledge against WPCA capital. So it's not truly city money, but
again, I'm just pointing out that's not the way it was handled from the very beginning.
Right.
Maybe it should be, but that's not the way it was handled.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I would like to see a report that would show, you know, the referendum had, I forget how many different pieces to it, and there were contracts signed. You know, I'd like to see a report showing what was spent on each one of those pieces and, again, how much is left. There, in addition to the actual expenses for engineers,
and we did that already.
There was also the expense of the bonding itself, the legal matters that went along with that. And again, I don't think anyone has done anything wrong. I'm not worried about any money being missing. That's not the case here at all. It's just a matter of everybody being able to understand where we are in this process, because, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have enough money to do all the things that are going to be needed to be done. I don't know how much work we're going to be able to do on the plant, and we haven't been able to start anything on the plant because we're waiting for the regional study to be complete. And the regional study is complete, but I, you know, the next steps really up to the legislative bodies in each town. So I think we all need to have a clear understanding of where we're going and what is remaining. You know, the nice side is the regional is saying we'll save $65 million over the long term. But
I want to confirm what I was done.
We'll bring this up on the because I think the infrastructure, what we're just asking for is, you know, what are the responsibilities of the infrastructure committee? And it sounds like that the infrastructure committee, along with the WPCA, needs to make a report at the completion of the project, which we're getting close to. And it also sounds like the auditor has put all the parts in the right place, so it's going to be easier to come up with that report, right?
I hope so.
We hope so, too.
You know, we're on hold for the plant, though. I have to point out, we're on hold, which is the biggest single item, and we can't proceed until the regional report is adopted, shut down, or whatever happens to it, because we're on hold with DEEP. There was an original plan filed with DEEP in 2014, and then we had to update that 2 years ago now, and that's still waiting.
Yeah, because I know some of the projects, I don't know, the Force Main, I haven't been up to date on it, so I'm not sure what all the projects are now, because I know they did change and they went in different order than they were planned to begin with. I remember that.
And, a lot of progress has been made. I mean, again, most of the projects are done, except for Main Street, which is under contract now, and the plant itself, which is pending again, the regional study and what actions will be taken, whether we approve a regional plan or we go on our own.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Agata. What did you want to say?
I'm just gonna get clarification on the reports expected from, you know, in future, because backdating from 2015 and reconstructing a whole ledger back to 2015 from the Excel, it's something kind of not something I would like to spend time right now. We already presented information for 2022 on your ledger. Is this satisfactory for a review or not?
Are you asking Jack, me?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say what's in that. Is it a line item in the ledger of the WPCA, you're saying?
Yes, there's a special line items, which in previous was not identified before. And we agree with Jack that instead of being off books, I have to place this in a WPCA ledger so we can tie together cash spent and expended and money in a system. So only recording right now and reporting will be done through the ledger of WPCA, which is affecting only 2022 year, not 2015. Because it's backwards. Right. I cannot really go back for 6 years and create reports which should be already there, right. But it's not. So it's to me, you know, spending more time on recreating old stuff. It's on Excel, we balanced, but it's not in the ledger. So reports has to be used for previous year from Excel.
So the balance is cumulative right now for the 2022 report, or it's only the action that's in 2022?
I believe it'll be for the actions in 21, 22. For example, yeah. we just paid DOT millions of dollars. I didn't see that on our January report, so I'm assuming it didn't get recorded at the end of December. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like if we maybe get together, Jack, and figure out what, you know, I know you're looking for the balance of the bonds to see what money is left. And if Agata, if that's possible, you could tell us how much work it is, if it's worth it, or if you can just, if it's under one line item, you're saying, no, it's not. So just report back on your findings of the balance of the bond, I think we're saying. So do we have enough money to do projects down the line? That's basically, I think, what we're looking for.
Yes, you have money in a fund balance. You had the last time we released money was $4 million. So let me look at the thing, and I will make sure if January, because we send the check in January, so I have to make sure it's recorded. I think that's why we were waiting who's recording what, but I want to make sure it's recorded because it's right now on the ledger. Okay.
Okay.
Plus, you have additional bond money that you can draw down as well.
It's taken care of already.
Right. And at this present time, there may not be any expenditures for a while.
Right.
But at some point, when we get to the plant again, then we will have to draw down the rest, which hasn't been borrowed yet. So
we're kind of informal in this subcommittee meeting, but I'm glad we got down to a lot of details that people are looking for. That's why we put it on the agenda, kind of like catch-all, right?
Yeah, again, you need to decide on how you want to proceed with the committee, because the infrastructure committee currently doesn't have a chair and it only has 3 members.
Are they working though? I mean, are they helping? Because if they're helping, you know, maybe we'll make a recommendation and keep it as is and we don't have to fill it, but we'll get to that.
Have to find out if they want to continue.
Okay.
You know, we had to have a special meeting in December because we didn't get a quorum at one meeting. So we had to have a special meeting to approve that payment to the DOT.
Okay. Well, it's unclear. So we'll make a determination whether they need to approve every spending and every dollar. Maybe
Anita, I have no problem with that. I think that's fine. I don't have any problem at all. But we have to meet on a regular basis when we need to.
Okay. Anything else, Jeff?
No, I caused too much trouble already. I'm sorry.
You never cause trouble. We love you where you are. Thank you. Thanks for all you do. Okay. Anyone else on that item? I know we're in public portion. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Okay, hearing none. Number 5, elected chair. to the committee for the 2021-23 term.
I'd like to make a motion to have Anita Delgado chair the Operations and Procedures Subcommittee.
Okay, motion made.
I second. Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. And I will do the chair. Thank you so much for your confidence. And let's have a vote.
Aye.
All in favor?
Oh, sorry.
Opposed? You're good. Okay. Thank you. Meeting schedule. So let's figure out what is a good time is for our meeting schedule. Thursdays, I think, was good for everyone.
If yeah, Thursday not, works best.
Yeah.
I can't get out of work until five, and lately I've been after five. So I would say 5:30 would be the earliest if we want to do the fourth Thursday at either 5:30 or 6 o'clock, whatever is convenient for you guys.
Kevin, was this just a different night for
you? Yeah, I was talking to Mark yesterday. This was pretty much for like say now through like mid-February, but like Rob just said, like 6 o'clock would work perfect for me. Normally.
Gives us time. I don't mind six at all either. So Mark,
if I give just a little insight from the previous meetings, if I may, Madam Chair.
Yes.
At the Finance Committee voted to, they're going to start at five. And then getting these names confusing. The community relations said that they would do it like right immediately following that. So if that makes sense, then you could go, immediately after them, and that would probably take you more or less to probably at least 6 o'clock anyway.
Okay, then that'll work for all of us.
I think that'll end up working out. Yeah. Mr. Sill's there, and I think, everybody's there. So I think that probably would make sense, you know. It sounds like it would make sense based on what everybody had talked about, you know.
Okay. So if it is earlier than five, than six, then everybody just has to wait like we did tonight.
Yeah, I doubt that you would have to because the other two will be in front of you. So we could call it for six or immediately following the other committee.
Sounds good.
You know, and in all likelihood, it'll probably be later unless somebody else canceled their meeting, but that'll stack them appropriately, I think.
Okay. I think we resolved that, correct? Any other discussion on that?
No.
Nope.
So I just want to make sure I heard it right. So it'll be like 6 o'clock and immediately following the community relations and blight committee.
Right. It runs after or later.
Yep.
Sounds good. Okay, very good. On to number seven, Economic Development Director job description. So I did look it over. Does anybody have anything to report on that?
No, I think it was pretty thorough, so I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Neither do I.
I had a question about the Regional Economic Development Commission. Do we have one of those? Because I think we should just take that out. Do we have one? Do we have an Economic Development Commission? Or is there going to be one soon? Or
we'd like you guys to approve one and get a number of personnel on that.
Because is that regional? Because then that would be covered under number 10, probably, maintain working relationship with federal, state, regional office officials. I mean, is there a commission just for Derby specific, or is this going to be a regional?
The goal, Anita, is once the economic development person is hired, was to have a committee that was basically Derby only, that would then work with him to assist the local business people with their economic development needs, and to then also be a another arm, if you will, for him to be able to utilize. So it's intended to be a local commission, but we didn't put that forward yet because we wanted to wait until we brought him in. We've looked at a few others in the state and we have some ideas of what it would look like, but felt that it was best to wait until we brought him in so that he could make sure it was aligned in the way that best would further his responsibilities and goals.
Is this to help like small businesses navigate our boards and meetings, you know, like with the department? And because I was going to add number two, instead of negotiates with business representatives to encourage location in the city, we would put in there helps in preparing businesses to navigate the boards and commissions. You know, yes. This would be a resource and guidance for the city.
That's right. And also to work with existing businesses to help them with their needs, you know, property that's available, stuff like that, to make sure that it's something that we're carrying forward as well.
All right. I mean, I'd like to take nine out and add two, expand it to say, you know, just to specifically identify that the job is to help businesses to navigate the boards and meetings, like a one-stop shop. I know that's what we're all looking for. So should we add that in there with those words just to make it very specific? And then when the Development Commission develops, then that's, you know, that's kind of vague because it's not, we don't know what that means right now.
Right. It doesn't exist yet. That's right.
Yeah. And then I know this is going to impact the budget, definitely. I was just reading on the Valley Independent Sentinel how the mayor is asking for everybody to just tighten our belts here. So this is going to affect the budget. So are there going to be minuses in the budget to start this right away before June? Or, I mean, I hate to add more to the budget. That's my other question I have, too, because it's, and is it a full-time position, a part-time position?
And it would be expected to be part of the municipal budget for
22-23. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it needs to be full time.
Yeah.
Does it state that? I didn't see that anywhere in here. Oh, yeah. Just salary. Does not state full time. I mean, I don't expect the person to be sitting at the desk, you know, full time, because they do have to be out on the road. I understand that.
Right, absolutely.
And have meetings. I don't know what the board feels about stating it's a full time or a part time, or what do we do?
Yeah, well, we saw what happened with the mayor is full time. So yeah, I think we should add that in there as full time.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. And that was what the intent was. So you might as well put it in there.
Sure. Yeah.
Let me just go through my notes. I think that's basically small business.
So what did you say? I'm just trying to keep the notes on this. So you're saying to take out item nine, is that what you said before on the responsibilities?
Yes.
Because it'll be covered under 10, working regionally, and then specifically expand on number two to identify they act as a small business resource and guidance to our municipality agencies and meetings, and not good with words, so I mean,
you.
Any other questions on that?
No.
Salary, it's next budget. What's DOE mean? Salary range 81,592 DOE.
Depending on my experience, I think.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm not good at, all right.
Yeah, the acronyms get to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Any other comments on the Economic Development Director job description?
No, I'm good.
No.
Kevin, anything? No.
No.
So with the three changes were, or adding, clarifying full-time, expanding on number two, small business resource and assistance to small business, and deleting number nine.
That's the way I have it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so we could vote to send this to the full board with the changes. Anyone want to make that motion?
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Okay, Rob. And second?
Second, Kevin.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, search committee and economic development director. So did we, the Board of Aldermen voted on the makeup of the committee?
No, the vote was to just to refer it to the committee.
Okay. So.
But what you had at your, hold on, let me grab it for you so I know what it said before.
I know. The original one was back in September.
Yeah. In item 9.4 in your last, it said, a Democratic member of the Board of Aldermen, a Republican member of the Board of Aldermen, Chief of Staff, Economic Development Liaison, three economic development professionals from other municipalities, and then you decided on two at-large members.
Okay. And we as a committee got a email from Walt.
I don't know about that. I wasn't copied on those.
Yeah, at large, I mean, I looked up the definition of at large. It means somebody from the government who represents the whole city. Any comments on Walter's email? I could read it.
I like the makeup that was in that email. It was, comprehensive and included members that, you know, obviously that have expertise. So I think that's a good makeup. I'm willing to. And the other, Walt, the other three, the other than the four that you had mentioned, or the other three would be other economic development.
Yes, we are getting a recommendation from NBCOD
on
three people from there. So as soon as we have the municipalities that are involved, we'll update that for you. But
okay, that's perfect.
We're just passing through their recommendation because of their expertise.
Right.
Okay, but we have to approve each position. So in addition, we are recommending staffing positions. The original was the economic liaison should be removed and the staff be removed from the hiring committee. I'll be interviewing the finalists recommended along with the mayor. That was from Walt as part of the. Okay. Instead of doing the appointment as staff, we prefer Carmen DeCenzo appointed as Democrat at large member. We would also propose Ted Estuan to be appointed as at large Republican member. Anita Dugato as the Board of Aldermen Democrat mayor, and Gino DiGiovanni as Board of Aldermen Republican member. And with the three economic other municipalities, it would be seven total in the committee. We don't have a full list of the committee members, so I mean, I don't know what the board feels. What does the group feel? approving part of a committee. I mean, we don't have.
Well, this would be the committee. I'm not following.
Well, the three we don't named. Who are the three others?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Anita, I think once we know, I think we'll grab three towns when they're available to reach out to them. That's the three that we're looking at.
You don't have those names tonight?
NVCOG did not give us the recommendation yet, but we know that that's where it's coming from, and it's just going to be a pass-through kind of situation.
I'm sorry, Anita, this is Sarah. Did you say that the makeup of the committee that we approved at our last full board meeting was changed, that the economic development liaison was taken off and then put as the at-large as opposed to what we approved?
This is from September, that originally there was an economic development liaison that was put in there in September. And then they said that they'd rather remove that from the hiring committee and the chief of staff to be removed from the hiring committee. So that we're just trying to figure out the makeup. And so the makeup has changed, right? Or?
Yes, we are asking for a change. We're recommending a change.
Well, it makes sense to remove the chief of staff from the search committee because he's going to be doing the interviewing of the recommendation along with the mayor. So.
Right.
And once you remove that, then you have a committee of eight. So we felt it was better to have an odd number, and we would simply move Carmen into the at-large.
So Sarah, would you be more comfortable if we...
I think what I'd be comfortable with is if there's going to be a change like that, that the entire board get an email, asking if that change is acceptable to the full board, since the makeup was voted on at our last full board meeting. That's what I would ask. And I can't speak for the full board because, it's not a full board meeting. You know, we approved one makeup, 2 weeks ago. Tonight was to name those members.
Did we actually vote? Because I know there were planning and zoning committee meeting people on there, and that was removed and at large was placed on. Did we actually vote for what the committee makeup was?
Yes, that's what we did at the full board meeting. And this meeting was to be to name those committee members. So I'm not sure exactly how it changed, but the full board was certainly not informed of that.
My understanding was that the committee, the whole appointment of the committee was referred to subcommittee. And then we were coming to the subcommittee to ask for the formation as it was outlined, which would then be approved and sent back to the full board for signing off on.
Absolutely. So this way the subcommittee could vet this, send it back to the full committee.
Right. I thought that's the way the subcommittee and board structure worked always.
So
the rules are, if there's something that's going to be discussed, this email or document, it needs to be part of the packet that's posted on the website in advance of the meeting. So that just for future reference on those things.
So I think
Mark, you expected to have the names of everybody listed in the agenda.
Well, if that's what's being recommended, or if somebody's talking about a document and some people have it and some people don't, or the public.
Well, it was sent to all the committee members because we were appearing before a subcommittee.
Right, and again, if there's like a list is being discussed, it just. We usually put it as part of the packet.
My clarification is, what was the committee that was voted on? The at-large, was the liaison on that vote? Because that's what I'm hung up on, is that this is from September, that the economic development liaison was taken off of the September makeup. but our vote on our last meeting, I think, had the liaison on there. That's what I'm hung up on. That's really what. So I think we have to get that information.
This definitely has to go back to the full board to approve the change. And I think that we can just, you know, as a subsection of maybe that agenda item for the in 2 weeks, that we just suggest the change, if it's approved by the full board, that we just recommend the changes. And secondly, I'm not comfortable leaving those three names blank and open for just anyone to get put in there. If we do change these to the seven, those three economic development directors from other municipalities, I want to know their names before we submit those.
Rob, if I could, it's tough to get other towns to really get their economic developers to agree to when the meetings are going to be or when the interviews are going to be. So when we can get them, if we can get three towns, you know, I would accept it, unless you want them. They might change. They might be issues coming up. So, I mean, if we can get three different towns and you agree that we get them from the NVCOG.
Yeah. Well, we could wait. I mean, we could, we have to settle on the makeup. I think that's our first step. Like, I think, Rob, I agree with you. I thought we did go the September makeup, and you know,
I think, Rob, if you could like agree to like the three at large from NVCOG, it might be Walcott, it might be Middlebury, it might be Waterbury, and then they can't make it, and we have three others that are going to agree to do it. Do we have to go to another meeting to approve the other three? So I think if we get three from NVCOG, if you guys can agree to that and make it a little bit more smoother.
Yeah, we're not approving a full committee. I mean, it's kind of open-ended. That's what makes us uncomfortable, I think.
Well, but it's, if you know, we're looking for three outside towns to agree to come, and something, God forbid, happens, if we have an alternate to come in, you know, if it's...
Well, we hope they could be committed. We hope, you know, that they have been helping us, and they're going to be committed.
No, yeah. Absolutely. But if, God forbid, something happens and there's a death in the family or something like that and they can't make it, then what are we going to do? Then we'll go to the alternate one. You know, it's something I'm thinking outside the box and like really extreme. But
no,
I think if we can get three outside EDs, whether, you know, from NVCOG, there's 19 towns. So if we agree to one of the 19, it doesn't matter which one it is, I think. If that makes sense.
Well, then that would be part of the motion to change the makeup of the committee, that it's at will and it could change. I mean, but right now we were picking a full committee with names, and you know, that has to be specified, and well, I can't do it.
Well, the three at large NVCOG, so it could be one of the 19. I mean, it could change, and then we have to go to the next month, and it could change, and I think it's just one of the three of the 19, whoever can get in there.
Well, first things first, we're putting the cart before the horse. Why don't we bring the makeup of the full board to the full board with the reduced number, and then hopefully you'll have those names of the three towns, economic development directors from the three towns, and we can present them at that point.
And soon, yeah, if you agree to this, I'll put it out there and I'll get the three that, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be the best move to get the reduced search committee approved, and then approve the three economic development directors from outside municipalities to approve that on the same night in front of the full board.
All right, perfect. And whoever we can get, it doesn't have to be the specific names or towns. Is that good?
Yeah.
Perfect. Excellent.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure. It sounds like we're talking about two different things. I think the aldermen, Mr. Mayor, are looking for specific people's names who are economic development directors in other communities. But what you're proposing is using the pool of economic development directors that are part of the NBCOG family.
Correct. And because I can't guarantee that Wolcott person is going to be available that day. We might have to go to Waterbury, or we might have to go to Torrington. So that's all I'm saying. I don't want us to be like, if Mr. Jones isn't available, we can't go elsewhere, you know?
So Rob, is that a motion you make? Can you repeat that motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to bring to the full board the updated list of search committees to include the three economic development directors from other municipalities, Carmen DiCenzo as the Democrat at large. Actually, strike that. Let me repeat that. Make a motion to have the reduced search committee to seven based on what we had mentioned previously, and then what we can fill in the names at our next full board meeting as the second part to that.
Okay, so first we're referring back to the full board, the makeup, because it's changed and they are unaware of it, right?
Correct.
And so I understand that. All right.
Why not put the names forward that you have for the other positions?
And you want to have the names ready on the full board meeting to discuss with the full board?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, so that's the motion on the table, is the makeup, the committee makeup and the names and explanation to those names. So that's a motion. Do I hear a second?
So could, you should just restate the names that you have.
Carmen DiCenzo. Go ahead, Anita, sorry.
I think I'm with a full board, because right now we don't have a full committee set up right now. But I did read into the what the recommendation was, correct?
Right, so it's Carmen DiCenzo, Anita, Gino, who's the fourth? Teddy Estuan, and then three to be named by NVCOG.
Yes, yeah, so we would just have that on the agenda underneath the the item that we approve the search committee change.
Right.
In this meeting, I just want to clarify, in this meeting, the names were read in the record of the recommendations of the mayor. What the motion is saying is we are going to go back to the full board to redo our committee makeup, and the mayor should have names in place for those positions at the full board. Right? Is that what we're understanding?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't need to approve any names or anything. That'll be at the full board. So motion made, seconded. Any other discussion? Any other discussion from anyone? Okay, we're going to recommend this to the full board. Motion carries. Oh, all in favor, right? We did that.
Aye. Yeah.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Number nine, accreditation manager for police department. Can't see the paper, so I don't know if it's chief here.
Doesn't appear to be.
No. I know it's a mandate. I was listening to the police commissioner's meeting, and this is a mandate that's coming down the pike in a couple years. I'll probably have the chief come back and to explain it, and maybe we could get some wording on the mandate and who did this before in the police department. I'm thinking, any questions on this? Does anybody have any more information on this?
No.
I know he was asking again. With the budget, we need to watch how it affects the budget. And if it's a mandate, I know there's three lieutenants, and I know somebody was doing oversight of the credentialing and everything in the staff. So I don't know if we just add that to the list, or we'll have to ask the chief. So we'll put this on the agenda next month. Okay. No action. Number 10, the infrastructure committee. We put this on here because I know there were questions about clarification. So Agata is going to give us a report of what is left in the bond and money spent to the WPCA and to the Board of Aldermen. We don't have to. Any questions on the infrastructure committee? Jack Walsh seems to think that it's working the way it is, so it was helpful, and now we're coming to the end of this project, and we just keep it as is. Anybody else have recommendations on this?
Yeah, I would say that we take Jack's recommendation to keep the committee as is, and but the only thing I question is, should the report, and Jack, once it's laid out the way you want it, that should be moved to the finance committee rather than opposite procedures.
Okay. So you want, is that a motion to send it to the finance committee?
Well, yeah. Jack, are you're okay with the way that the committee is structured right now?
Yeah. I think you need to confirm that all three want to continue, because I think one of them may not.
Okay. All right.
And they need to elect their own chairman, too.
Okay. All right. So I think the motion needs to be put. I'll make a motion to have, once the report should be laid out and then moved to the finance committee. But the infrastructure committee itself stays with the opposite procedures.
Okay. So staff will have to, mayor will have to find out if the members still want to be on the infrastructure committee. And if there needs to be replacement, because I guess it'll just be two, which is probably okay. We'll refer that to the mayor to deal with.
You know, can I just say, I don't think you want to only have two, because they usually vote separately and you could end up with a tie.
Oh, okay. Okay. Appointments to committees, will just have that go out through the mayor's office. We'll put it on just to see how it's going next meeting. We'll leave this on just to talk about it so it doesn't get lost.
Well, any discussion can we make sure that the financial report gets moved to the finance committee in the meantime, though?
Okay.
I make that in the form of a motion.
Okay, Rob's making the motion that the finance report goes to the finance committee. Do I hear a second? Seconded. I could second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay. We're going to send a report to the finance committee. Motion passed. Number 11, agenda for the future meeting.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, this was your committee had a number of specific items. We put it on all three if there were, you know, the others didn't have specific action items or whatever. So this was just in a way a placeholder. So if there's issues that you know you want to bring up next month, you can state them here, or obviously when you post the agenda, you can go ahead with that. But this, right. That particular item was less important for this committee because you already had items that needed to go.
Some items, right. But if anybody had anything else.
But if there's, yeah, you have other stuff, certainly.
I do know that the previous Ops and Procedures Subcommittee was working on the fee schedule for Bradley School in Wittick Park. So, I that information I have now, so I can share that with Kevin and Anita and I'll pass that along. And then the other thing was they were working on creating an ordinance prohibiting the smoking or consumption of cannabis products on city property or in the outdoor sections of any restaurants in the city. So those are two items I think we need to keep on our agenda moving forward.
Okay. Do you think the fee schedule goes to finance, or is that something different?
Well, there's the fee schedule, and then there's that'll be under ops and procedures, and then maybe okay. You know, once Parks and Rec should be keeping a list of who's renting what facility, and maybe that should be sent to the finance committee. But I think the creation of the fee schedule should be with us.
Okay. All right, I'll be looking forward for information on that. So we'll
okay, I'll put pass it on.
Yeah. Get us up to speed at our next meeting.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Number 12, who'd like to make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, 8:02 p.m. 7:50. All right, I've got different times here. 7:57, so noted. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.